The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates. But now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert, so you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Happy Jersey, meatballs. So we have a little guest here today. Chris is home from work, but he doesn't want to be on it, but you might hear him here and there.
Why'd you call him little?
Did I say little?
You said our little guest here. Poor Chris. Chris, you're not little.
I meant just a normal guest.
No, you said we have our little guest here.
Oh, whatever.
Poor Christopher.
Oh my goodness gracious, you're annoying.
That was funny.
I can't. So I am going to Aruba in 2 days, meatballs, and I'm pumped.
Oh,
I can't wait to get
so
out of
jealous.
This cold weather. The snow's just not going away.
No, it turned into ice now. So
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the kids can't really like go sledding because it's freaking ice.
I mean, CJ's walking on it and he's so light that he doesn't even break it. He's literally ice skating on the freaking snow.
Same.
I'm like, what is cool. This? And the parking by our school for like drop off and pickup
is a nightmare.
Brutal.
Yeah, because there's snow banks everywhere.
Everywhere. And then like our school, most of the parking spots are on grass and dirt. So like everybody just parking in random spots. And I think we have legit like 13 actual parking spots, but everything else is like grass and dirt. So there's no parking. I literally, actually, you'll think it's funny. So when we were the first day after the big snowstorm that we had to do drop off, it was a nightmare. And I was like standing in the line to try and find a spot. There was no spots. It was just like freaking mayhem. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to drive onto the snow. And at this point, it was like,
oh yeah, because you got a
Jeep. High snow. Yeah. So I went
I'm
over.
Dead.
Wait, stop. And
I
go, I'm like, screw it. The kids thought it was so cool. I went over the snow and then my wheels were spinning and I get out and Meredith has just dropped off her kids and she's like, you're nuts. I'm like, I know. I was like,
oh my God, were you making like smoke trying to get up the bank?
It was so embarrassing. And I'm like, whatever, there's nowhere to park. So I like drove them up to the sidewalk on the snow. And I was like, if I get stuck here
no,
right
whatever.
Now.
Whatever, do what you gotta do. There's
I'm
no spots.
So embarrassed. But yeah, my wheels are spinning. Everyone was looking. I got
I'm
out like
dead.
So proud. Like a proud lady. Like a proud little lady.
Yeah, I'm like, see, like, I did
look
that.
At me. Yeah, look at me.
Yeah,
I'm awesome. Yeah, so. So now I have to like leave so much earlier to get the kids because I need to get a spot.
Yeah, there's no spots. Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm just ready for the snow to be gone. Done.
Well,
and I think
like
it's supposed
more,
to be like
one more fresh
really?
Storm.
Oh no, I'm done.
I want fresh snow because it's so hard now and it's cocky. I like when it's soft and like, I don't know, cute.
Yeah, I think I'm done. I think I'm ready.
I don't like
I'm ready for
hard.
The warm weather.
So, well, you're going to Aruba, so that's very nice.
Yes, I can't wait. I got my nails done today, and I got a little palm tree on it.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Did you
Chris,
get
are you
cute bathing suits?
I did. So
I know
now,
you always get the cutest bathing suits. I'm so jealous.
So now, wait, I found this really cute things on TikTok shop. You know how I usually did like the skirt with the tie?
That yeah, kind? So fucking cute.
But this trip, I didn't bring any of those. I actually have regular bathing suits, but the cover-up is a skirt, and it looks like a dress.
Oh, so you're going to have to send me the link, because I know I'm going to love it.
So pretty. Every day I have, like, a dress, but it's a bathing suit.
Ugh. Yeah, you find the best ones, and it complements your body so good. Because it's just, we all have our insecurities, like, with our arms and our waist and our thighs. And the ones that you buy are just perfect because it hides everything, but it also snatches you in.
Yeah. So what with these, when I take the skirt off, it's like a normal bathing suit. But I mean, I like it because it looks like a dress. Like I look dressy. I'll send it to you. I really like it. And it like holds the girls up nice. Well, mine aren't. Because my boobs, they sag a little because I didn't get the boob job yet. But
your boobs still look nice.
Yeah, but it holds the girls up nicely, which I like because I could tie it.
Did you try
and,
it on for Chris?
It.
Does Chris approve?
No, I think Chris saw me in one of them once. But no,
did he like
I didn't.
The girls?
Yeah, he likes the girls.
Nice.
He walked away. Chris walked away. He doesn't want to be a part of it.
Boo, Chris. Okay, meatballs, Quince is all about elevated essentials that feel effortless. Designed for layering and mixing, each piece helps build a timeless wardrobe made to last. With versatile silhouettes and thoughtful details, they're the kind of styles that you wear again and again. So they've got the wardrobe staples with quality that's made to last. 100% organic cotton sweaters. They got premium denim made with stretch for all-day comfort, which us meatballs love. They have luxe cotton, cashmere blends, perfect for the changing seasons. Everything you need for a wardrobe that actually lasts. Quince works directly with safe, ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, so you're not paying for brand markup. Just high quality clothing. Quince uses the highest quality materials like 100% European linen and organic cotton. Everything is built to hold up season after season. The stitching, the fit, the fabrics, these are pieces that you'll reach for over and over.
So meatballs, I've been living in my super soft fleece joggers since I got them. They're so cute, so soft, and extremely comfortable. They've been perfect for lounging around the house or running out for coffee. I know that I look good and I feel great too. Refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/meatball for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/meatball to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/meatball.
So yeah, we leave Saturday. So exciting. Oh, so you'll be there for Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, we'll be there for Super Bowl, and then we'll be there for Valentine's Day also.
Cute. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll just bring, I'm bringing like a little bit of chocolates for the kids and like a stuffy. And then, yeah, we'll celebrate Valentine's Day there.
Very
What's your
nice.
Plans?
So I am getting my surgery this weekend.
Yes. I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk about it.
No, yeah, I'm fine because I figured I'm going to do like a TikTok to like show everything that happens because so many people are asking to like let them know because I guess a lot of girls go through this.
No, yeah, they do.
Yeah, so I had no idea it was such like a common thing, which makes me feel so much better because I was kind of like freaking out like you about things.
No, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I have to go early in the morning. Which I'm like, I was pissed off about because, I'm not a morning person. So I have to be there super early. But then I'm like, you know what? That's so much better because I'll be so tired that I'm not going to have like time to like freak out. I'll just get in there, get hooked up, do the surgery, and then it'll be done. So yeah. I'm actually happy that I have to be there early. But yeah, that's basically it. My mom's coming. So she's going to help with the kids for the weekend. And Janice always has, her big Super Bowl party. So I'm hoping, Sunday I can like get over there and eat because I don't want to miss this food. She makes the best freaking food and the dips and the wings. I want to eat, bitch.
The best.
I want to fucking eat.
I'm sure you'll be able to eat.
Even if I'm like waddling over there because I'm assuming this is going to feel like severe period cramps. It's going to be very crampy. Yeah, I'm just hoping he gives me like some sort of medicine to make sure. Like,
are you getting anesthesia?
Yes, I'm going under.
Okay. All right. So you'll wake up loopy like I did.
Yeah. Wait, Dina called me when she got her wrist procedure. And I'm sure it's going to be on the show. But I was like, hello. And she was like, hey. I'm like, oh my God.
No, I felt so sick though. But
you look sick.
Like I just felt nauseous a little bit from it, but anesthesia, so this is what's gonna happen. You're gonna get there, and they're gonna have you count, and then you just go down, and then the next thing I remember getting walked into the room, and then I woke up in the other room. Done.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So I got this done when I got my boobs done, and. It literally, because that procedure was way longer than this. This is going to be like a quick 20 minutes, and then I just stay there like 2 hours after.
Okay.
But I remember they were like, all right, like we're going to count backwards from 10. And I was like, this isn't working. And then all of a sudden I wake up and my freaking boobs are done. And I'm like,
crazy, right?
So crazy.
It's weird.
It's crazy how like you just don't remember anything and it's just like done. It's wild. Yeah.
And you're like just laying there getting
like what the heck just happened.
And like your soul's not there. It's very weird.
Oh, it's wild. And you have like no recollection. That's scary.
It is scary. I thought about that when I got my wrist done. I was like, oh my God, like I didn't even know I was in there.
No.
And then I woke up somewhere else.
Yeah. Crazy.
But yeah, it's going to go great, your surgery, and so strong.
I'm not trying to freak out, so.
No, it is what it is,
but all the mamas that are like, I've been through this, like, let me know how it goes, because I have to do this. I'm just doing a full documentary, and I'll post it on my TikTok for all of you to see, like, what to expect and everything, and I'm going to be fully transparent, and then that's that. So hopefully after they send this out and – you know, it comes back, everything is good, and I don't have to end up getting the hysterectomy. But if I do, I do. It is what it is.
Actually, I think Chris's mom had a hysterectomy.
She did?
Obviously, she did, kids,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. And I believe it's because the same reason.
Yeah. So. Oh, my God. I might have to talk to her then if that's what happens.
Yeah, she would. You know, Jules, she'll talk to you.
No, I love her. See, so it's a thing, ladies. It's a thing.
Yeah, it's very common. I feel, but you're gonna be awesome, meatball, and positive vibes, manifest positivity. I'm blowing it your way.
Yeah, thank you. I'm actually, my friend has like holy water that you can drink.
Oh, so I never heard of that.
Yeah, so I'm gonna drink it. I'm going to do a switch.
Okay, good. Good. I like that for you.
Yeah, so that's my plans. But yeah, Sunday, Janice is doing a big football party that she does every year. Sometimes we do it at our house, but I'm actually so grateful we're not doing it at our house because when I booked the surgery, I didn't realize it was Super Bowl weekend. So I'm like, I was like, should I call and like reschedule it? But I'm like, no, don't do that. So
yeah, just better get it over with.
Yeah, so I just want to be able to go to the house and eat all the fatty foods because I want that. That's what I want
to do. Just lay on the couch and have the kids and Gianni just bring you the food.
No, yeah, I'm going to be drama and be like, I'm going to get a bell and make everyone cater to me.
Yeah, everyone just bring me all the foods and the dips. Dips are like my favorite thing. I love dips. Dips are my favorite.
Yeah.
I love a good dip. Wait, it was so funny. Yeah. So during the snowstorm, I like found this. Someone posted a chili dip online with like just like the canned chili, cream cheese, and regular cheese. And so I said to Chris, I was like, we're going to try this. And I guess I did it. I guess I didn't do it wrong, but like I mixed it all up because I like mixing everything. Mm-hmm. And Chris wouldn't even try it. He said it looked disgusting and like dog food. I was like, oh, whatever.
Are you not supposed to mix it?
I don't know. I guess not because I don't know. I guess, I mean, I did. Chris thought it was going to be like a 7-layer dip. I don't know. But I made it like into mush and then he didn't eat it. I had a lot of fails. Remember I was like so excited about doing like the cheeseburger egg roll?
Yes.
Well, so I got the like ones that are good for Weight Watchers because they're like a rice.
Very nice.
A rice spring roll. No.
Yeah, how'd it come out?
I must have did it wrong. I don't know. I didn't come out good. It came out not, everything I was making was just a fail.
Well, so did it not taste good or it didn't look good?
So the cheeseburger was pretty good. The meat and stuff was pretty good. But then the wrap, I don't know if I just didn't do it right. I put in the air fryer. It just wouldn't get crispy. And it kind of reminded me of plastic. It really wasn't great. Mm. It was a fail. Well, but then I saw online people were using egg on the rice wrap instead of water. So I don't know if that's what I did wrong. I'll have to try it again. But then I also failed on, I've been trying to like find healthier, good foods. So I saw the people taking cottage cheese and putting like regular cheese over it and then putting it in the oven to make like a crust, to make like a pizza or something. So I did that. That also was a fail because I put too much eggs in it and it wound up being like an omelet. It was just, everything was a fail. That I was excited. Yeah. I didn't do well.
I feel like every time I try something for the first time, it's always a fail. And I'm like, what the hell? But then, you know, when you try it again, then you'll get used to it.
Yeah. It was like these little hacks that I just didn't do well. So I'll try them again. I think the universe just wants me to just eat like the normal pizza and the regular egg rolls. The universe is like, stop with this shit. Stop with this shit. Like,
what are you doing? Cut it out.
Yeah. Stop with this shit. You're a meatball. Eat normal.
I am going nuts this weekend. I'm going to tell you that. Like, I really just want all
the
food.
You deserve it. You deserve it. Honestly. Eat it.
That's what I'll be doing.
You know that moment when it's almost 6 p.m., the kids are hungry, and you're staring into the fridge holding half a snack pouch, two grapes, and zero dinner plan? Yeah, been there more times than I have to admit. Turns out parenthood doesn't come with a meal plan. That's why I've stopped stressing over last-minute meals and started using Little Spoon, today's episode sponsor. They deliver real food for babies, toddlers, and big kids straight to your door, so mealtime actually feels easy.
So we love a Little Spoon in my house. So at my house, the big hit lately with the kids, they love the oat bakes. So it's basically just, you know, just like a yummy bar. They have chocolate chip, they have blueberry muffin, they have apple pie. The kids are loving the chocolate chip. Their recipes are made with pediatricians, packed with hidden veggies. And somehow my kids will ask for seconds. They love it. Everything's made with real ingredients. There's no artificial flavors, sweeteners, or dyes. It's the rare combo of convenient and healthy. Little Spoon is the first baby and toddler food company to set strict publicly available standards for heavy metals, pesticides, and more in their food for peace of mind. Plus, having their meals and snacks show up at my doorstep every 2 weeks. Yes, please.
So, Meatballs, Little Spoon is the mealtime hack parents can't stop talking about. Try their no-prep, nutrient-packed meals and snacks for babies, toddlers, and big kids. Get 30% off your first online order at littlespoon.com/meatball30 with code meatball30 at checkout. That's littlespoon.com/meatball30. And don't forget to use our show's code for 30% off your first order.
How's your Weight Watchers though? I feel like you're looking great.
Good. So I've lost like 9 pounds. So I was I was 152 and now I'm 143. So I'm getting
there. Keep it up. See? Yeah.
Slow. It's like slow and steady, you know? I mean, I'm happy because like my main goal is I was like, I just want to lose a couple pounds before Aruba because I knew it wasn't going to be a miracle in a month. So yeah. I'm like happy with my results for Aruba. And then when I get back from Aruba, I'll just keep it up. And then hopefully I'll get down to my goal weight by the summer. I mean, I'm not in a rush.
You got time. You're good.
Yeah, I'm not in a rush. You know, I'm starting. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to get back after this vacation. I'm going to be 152 again. When I get back.
Oh, yeah, but that's fine, though, because then you didn't add it on top of everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I figure I'm... Cause it I'm is gonna, what it is. I'm going to eat and drink in Aruba, you know? That's just what it's going to be. But you know what? I realized the last time, I feel like the food is just fresher there and better for you. So who knows? Maybe I won't, you know?
Well, yeah, that's how I feel like when we go to different countries, like you splurge and you eat so much and then you think you gained all this weight and then you actually lost weight because we're not eating like
processed shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, I know this is going to sound weird, but like my bowel movements were even better when I was in Aruba. I just feel like the food is just...
My bowel movements. Are you 95?
Well,
I hate you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or did you said my poops?
I don't know why I said that. I guess I was
my
trying.
My bowel movements. I hate you.
I can't. What's wrong with me?
Well, that's good. Yeah. So you're going to have nice poopies in Aruba.
And do you remember last year in Aruba? A bird flew on my omelet and I ate it. So, and then I was nervous about it and I told you.
Oh my God. Yes.
I still think about it.
You're a hot mess.
Till this day, I still think about it.
You were going to die.
I did. And I called my doctor while I was there. I feel like it was just yesterday. I'm telling you, time's speeding up. It's crazy.
It's probably 2 years. Fine. Relax.
I know. Well, I won't be having any birds landing on my omelets this time. We're going to eat inside.
Well, that's how I felt. Remember when my nose wouldn't stop bleeding and I went to the ER? I was like, I am Dina right now.
It's okay. Well,
they took my blood pressure. They were like, your blood pressure is very high. You need to calm down. I'm like, I'm nervous.
No, well, today I had like a nervous breakdown. So yesterday, Cameron, my doctor has my kids do routine blood work. So Cameron got his blood work done and I'm sitting in the nail salon and I see on my email that his lab work was done. So I'm getting a pedicure and I look on the lab work and it's abnormal. So now I'm starting to get nervous and it's like looking like my blood work always comes back abnormal because I have Mediterranean anemia and it runs in my family. So always my hemoglobin is going to be off.
That sounds hot. Mediterranean anemia.
Yeah, it's not. It's luckily it's not like severe, but and it doesn't bother me in any way. But my hemoglobin's always off. So I look on Cameron's and it's looking like my blood work. And I'm like, but you know, I'm like, okay, because now he's gonna, if it is Mediterranean anemia, because it does run in a family, like he's gonna have to get more blood work. And what if it isn't and it's something more serious? You know, if something comes back abnormal, you get nervous. So I'm in the nail salon, and this just happened right before we got on the phone. And I start sweating. I'm getting hot because now I'm like, you know, your kid's blood work comes back abnormal.
Tell me it was yours.
So I tell my nail girl, I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. I had a full, I'm calling Chris. I'm having just a full-blown panic attack in the nail salon bathroom. That Cameron's blood work is bad. God. I'm like crying. I'm like shaking. I'm sick. So then I call Jules and I say, can you look up Cameron's blood work? So I give her my info so she can log in because she works at a doctor's office. And she's like, Dina, it came back fine. His blood work is fine.
You idiot.
I was looking at my own blood work.
I can't.
And I had a full-blown panic attack in my nail salon bathroom. And then I start crying in the chair because I was just so relieved that it was my blood work and not Cameron's blood work. My nail girl.
Freaking mess.
Imagine what my nail
girl. She probably thought you were crazy.
She definitely did. She 100% thought I was fucking nuts. She was just like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm all right. She's like, okay. Like, so I was just so happy.
Freaking mess.
I was just so relieved it was my blood work and not his.
Yeah, thank God. That's scary.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's just what happened to me an hour ago. Full blown panic attack, mental breakdown in my nail salon. Can't.
I feel like that's normal, you know?
Yeah.
As mommies.
Yeah. Freaking poor
just
Chris.
Just another day.
I had Chris like on his way to the nail salon.
I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's just that. But now everything is fine. I have a palm tree on my hand and I'm ready to go to Aruba.
Five, 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So that's that. But yeah, I figure for the Super Bowl, we're probably just gonna, I guess, like we'll watch it at like a bar or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
At the hotel.
Get bar food, have drinks. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Well, I have reservations at restaurants, but I figure like after dinner or before, mm-hmm. we can go and watch it at like one of the hotels.
Wait, so it's just you guys?
Yeah.
Or is it like your big family?
No, it's just me, Chris, and the boys. That's it.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I feel like we need a nice reset away from, because like, I just feel like the boys haven't been listening and like I'm yelling a lot. So I feel like this is like a perfect time for the trip. Get away from this cold weather. Just do a nice reset and it'll be great. Mm-hmm. I swear.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. So CJ, I feel like this must be the age where it turns and they just don't listen.
How old is he again?
He's 7.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It usually starts then.
I'm like, mm-hmm. I tell him something 12 times. And then I scream. Mm. And then he's like, why are you yelling at me? I'm like, oh, my God. Like, the other day, actually, I thought his school was going to call me. Because we're in the parking lot. We're already running a little late. And I'm like, get off of the snow. He's dilly-dallying, getting out of the car, putting on his jacket silly. I'm like, CJ, this would be really cute if we weren't running late to school. Like, come on. Like, let's get it together.
They always do that. That is the worst. Yeah.
And he gets out of the car.
I get so mad. I have no patience.
Oh, yeah. So now I'm like getting aggravated. And right before that, my entire shoe thing fell. So I had all shoes falling on top of me before. They're laughing at me because now I have to pick up all these shoes. So I was just already in a effed up mood. And now he's not listening. So now I'm getting Cameron together. He's like on the snow, dilly-dallying in front of school. I'm like, CJ, get off of the snow. Not listening to me. CJ, get off of the snow. Not listening to me. I'm like, CJ, get off of the snow! Like in front mm-hmm. of school.
Yep.
And then his friend's mom mm-hmm. walks by. And she starts laughing. And I'm like, yeah, it's the morning. She's like, listen, I've been there. Like, everybody was just looking at me like, I get it. But I was like, oh, my God.
No, like, same. Mm-hmm.
I was like, the school's going to call me and be like, why are you screaming at your children in the school parking lot?
No, Dee, I do that every single day. You're fine. And, yeah, it starts at 7 and it just gets worse and worse. So, but eventually, yeah. Like, somebody said after they turn like 14, 15, the boys start to love you again and they respect you. So I think I'm getting there eventually with Lorenzo.
Yeah, he still, you know, cuddles me and like gives me the love, but the listening thing, I feel like I'm going to lose it. They feel like I'm saying it like a million times.
From 7 to 12, it's going to be a nightmare. So
I'm like, listen to me. I turn into like a demon, I swear. I'm like,
yeah, buckle up. Buy some more wine.
I know.
Or no, the gummies. I don't know what you're doing right now.
I'm really more wine, but I like the THC drinks.
Yeah, just stock up.
Yeah. I know.
Stock it up.
And then when I yelled at him, I think he thought because we were on the school property, I wasn't going to yell. He looked at me like he was so shocked. I was like, CJ, you have to listen to me.
Yeah, like, I can't believe you just did that.
Yeah. Like, how, I can't believe, he's like, why are you yelling at me? I'm like, because you're not listening. That's why.
Yeah.
You're not listening. But
we've all been there.
We have. But yeah, and one so a new thing he's been liking is ice skating.
Is he gonna be a little hockey boy?
I don't know. So we went to a birthday party and he never ice skated before and he was freaking phenomenal. He was like running on the ice. So I was like, what the heck? I was like, this is crazy. And then he kept wanting to go. So we just went this past weekend again. I brought him to open skate. And he was on there the entire time, like just like doing laps. And I was like, okay, you know, one of his friends plays hockey. And he was like, I don't know, maybe I want to play hockey or I maybe just do ice skating lessons. And I was like, all right. I'm a hockey fan and I get nervous with hockey because they get hurt, you know? So I don't know if I'd love it.
But I feel like every sport you can get hurt.
Yeah, but they like lose teeth and...
No, he'll be fine.
Yeah. So I don't know. That might be a new venture for us. We'll see.
I could totally see you as a hockey mom. There's a lot of hockey moms that are on cheer. And when we go to our comps, like this weekend, we were in Orlando, which, by the way, was fucking freezing. It was like 20 degrees.
I'm
like,
heard. The iguanas are falling from the trees.
Yeah. Dina, it was more cold at night than here. I was really? Like, what's happening?
Oh, my God. That's
it was
insane.
Beyond freezing. No, it was crazy.
And but, Sissy
we
won.
Were there for Orlando.
Congrats. Hmm? And Sissy won. Oh, yeah. Congrats. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. She did amazing. But yeah, there's a lot of hockey moms that are there, you know, with the daughters. And then the dads go to the hockey tournaments with their sons at home. So you see, like, the moms cheering for their kids. And then they're on varsity watching the app, watching their son. And I could totally see you being a hockey mom.
Yeah. Yeah, he likes hockey. He likes baseball. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be nervous with hockey, but.
Love that for
he's
you.
He's very good. He's good at. And now they're just playing hockey in my house. Like, I allow it. I don't even care. It keeps them busy. I'm like, fine.
I allow it.
I do. I'm like, they're going to break something, and I don't even care because it's just.
My bowel movements.
They're just keep my bowel movements. I can't. But.
So funny.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know why I said bowel movements.
Because you're funny.
Because I'm old. I'm an old lady.
Well, you are up there.
You're right behind me.
Hardly.
But yeah, so I saw there's iguanas falling from the trees and they're freezing to death in Florida. Or I don't even, they're not even to death. They're hibernating, I guess. The iguanas.
I don't know what's going on there. And everybody was like, oh, you brought the weather here because we're from Jersey. And I'm like, no, it's been cold here. Like, we did not bring it. Like, I don't know what's wrong with your state, but it's freaking, like, I went to Target and I got Giovanna, like, a cute bathing suit because I thought she was going to swim outside in the pool. No, during the day, it was, like, 40 degrees. Like, we went to one of the parks. Yeah, we went to one of the parks on Friday because it was, like, a free day, so the kids could, like, go on rides and stuff.
Ooh, where'd you go?
We had to wear our jackets. I'm like, are we kidding?
No, I saw that because on TikTok, my entire TikTok's basically Disney. And, like, people live stream while they're at Disney. And it was – everybody's
in jackets.
Freezing. And a lot of the parks were, like, empty, I guess, because it was so cold.
No, yeah, it wasn't that bad on Friday. I feel like there was a lot of cheerleaders. And for Disney – or for dinner, we went to Disney Springs. And it was packed with, like, a million cheerleaders. So – it was a nice, quick Disney trip.
Which park did you go to?
We went to Hollywood Studios.
Oh, nice. That's a good one. My favorite
ride. Yeah, so we went there during the day, and then we went right to Disney Springs to eat, and then the kids shopped. So it was a nice, like, quick trip to Disney.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that.
So fun. I want to live there.
I know.
I want to live there so bad. Every time I'm there, I just
wait. Do you see those houses?
Yeah, but I just feel like $7 million.
Oh, they're expensive. But what is it called? It's the Disney houses. What is it called?
Well, there's like a lot of them, right?
Yeah, no, it's like an entire community.
Yeah.
Let me look it up. Disney houses.
No, yeah, we were looking at the prices and there were houses for sale, but they were like $7 million.
Golden Oak.
Yes.
Like, why do you have to be so expensive? Disney themed.
I know, they're so cute.
I swear. I follow a couple of the people that own those houses. I'm like, what do you do for a living? They have to be billionaires.
That one girl lives in like the Cinderella house or the not Cinderella.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, the Beauty and the Beast house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what do you do?
So pretty.
And she and her parents live with her. So I'm like, did you all just put all of your money in there?
Seriously. They're very expensive. Look, this one is $19 million. $19 million. I mean, it's a beautiful home. $13 million. Ugh. $10 million. $9 million.
Yeah, no.
These are all the Golden Oak homes.
I guess I'll just buy an Airbnb or something.
Yeah. I live in their garage.
Forget it.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I booked my Disney vacation as well for summer. I was very up in the air between Polynesian and Grand Floridian, but we went with Polynesian again.
Oh, yeah. You had a good time there, no?
Yeah, and the boys love Stitch.
Stitch.
Yeah. But one vacation at a time.
Exactly.
Do you want to get to some meatball questions?
Yes. Let's get to some meatball questions because I have to go get the kids soon.
Yes.
And my mommy's coming here. I'm so excited because she's going to help. And I can't wait to see my mommy.
It's always nice to have help. Okay.
Yes.
First question. Hi, Queens. Janet from Chicago here. I'm in a Valentine's crisis. My preschooler's class banned food and candy. What cute gifts won't get side-eyed by his teacher? And what do you buy a boyfriend who literally has everything? Help a girl out. So CJ and Cameron's
like the norm now.
Class won't allow, I don't know, actually, I think they will allow candy for Valentine's, but usually it's like no candy, no food. And I've been-
No, yeah, that's the normal, I feel, ever since like COVID.
Yeah, so what I did for this year, I got their little Valentine Legos. They're like little packets of Legos, and it's like a Valentine Lego set.
Cute.
Yeah. So there's like a lot of cute things online. If you just Google or go on Amazon and do like, you'll find so many cute things. What did I do for Christmas?
Yeah, for Giovanna, she wanted to do, because it's her last year in fifth grade, because I'm in middle school and you don't really do this stuff. So she wanted to get squishies because everybody loves squishies. So I ended up getting heart squishies on Amazon. And then there's like these cute gel pens that were at Walmart. So I did that, and then I'm just going to throw a couple stickers in there and, like, call it a day. And then Angelo, he's, like, obsessed with, you know, dinosaurs and sharks. So they had cute things at Walmart that I just grabbed. But you have to go, like, right away. Like, right when they put out the stuff in January, like, you have to grab it because that stuff goes so quick.
Amazon is good, too.
Yeah, Amazon's good. But Walmart, I mean, they have packs there for you to grab right away. So
yeah, that's nice. Yeah, and then I think I did for Christmas, I did for CJ, I did like, it's a packet with like different type of like word searches and like activities for them to do. And then Cammy, I did like a coloring book and something. So Yeah, there's a lot of cute things you could do without candy. And then as for getting your boyfriend a gift, I don't know. I know, guys are hard.
I like the coupons.
The coupons?
The coupons are so easy. So you can literally make it. Like, go into your office and just get paper and you write coupons. Like, tonight we'll, like, put, like, sexy things on there. Or, you know, I'll wear a cute sexy outfit, and then they just give you that coupon and then they use it up. So guys are easy. You know, they like that stuff. You can't go wrong with that.
Sometimes I have no idea what to get, but usually I like to do one sentimental thing and then, you know, just a other thing. Okay, next question. But the coupon's a cute idea.
Oh yeah, I do it every year. It's easy.
Okay. Hey, Meatballs, I have a request, not a question. My very best friend has metastatic melanoma, stage 4, and has a prognosis of 1 to 6 months to live.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. It's absolutely horrible, and she has a beautiful 1-year-old daughter, Betty. Shelby loves Jersey Shore and watches it all the time. A message or a shout-out would mean the world. Her birthday is coming up in February 6. She's turning 35. Sorry for the sad message, but I know it would be an amazing birthday present hearing from the Meatballs. Thank you for your time.
Stop.
Oh my gosh, how sad.
What's her name?
Oh, Shelby. Her name is Shelby.
Shelby. Shelby, we are so sorry you're going through this. We love you so much.
Shelby, we're sending you so many positive vibes, positive energy to you and your daughter. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being a fan, and we really, truly love you. Thank you for the support.
Well, yeah, I'll definitely add you in my prayers.
Yes, definitely.
We love you. Oh,
so sad. Next. Hi, Dina and Snooks. Hi, Dina and Snooks. My name is Karina, and I'm a huge fan. Just to let you know, Snooks, Five Below has a shirt with your face on it with a quote, "I love pickles." I know because I own the shirt. So relatable. Anyways, asking for advice from Dina, I struggle with social anxiety, and it is taking a toll on my life. Besides prescribed medication, how do you cope with the anxiety attacks in public? Well, I just had one.
I can't.
Just go into a bathroom. No. Honestly, I started like doing like different mental things, like just knowing like the things that are going on in my brain aren't real, and just breathing. But yeah, it's definitely difficult. My Prozac definitely helps me, but I think just over the years I've learned how to cope in different ways. And kind of just being open about it has helped me as well. But yeah, talking about medication, have you started yours, Nicole? Nicole started a medication for anxiety.
No, yeah, girl, I'm right there with you. I didn't want to start until after my surgery.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and I just came back from, you know, the cheer comp, and I just wanted to wait till everything was done so then I can, like, really start.
Yeah, so Nicole's starting Zoloft. I'm on Prozac. So, yeah, honestly, there's nothing wrong with medication. It definitely helps quiet the mind. But, yeah, I mean, just one thing you can do is just remember it's not real. Whatever's going on in the head isn't real, and just focus on breathing and think happy thoughts.
Yeah, and also therapy. Therapists can give you like great tools to help with that if you didn't want to start the medication right away. So therapy is amazing.
Yes, I 100% agree. Therapy is very, very great for it. Okay. Hi, Meatballs. Julie from Washington State. Love you and your podcast so much. It helped me through the worst year in my professional life last year. My question for you, who among the roomies would be a great faithful or traitor on the Traitors? And would you ever go on the show? Thank you. Okay. So I love the Traitor show now. Me and Chris started it.
I haven't watched. So
you would like it. So basically a faithful is someone that isn't the traitor, obviously. But no one knows who the traitors are. So the faithfuls, you know, have to show that they're faithful. And traitors kind of have to be like a little conniving and sneaky and, you know, have to trick everybody.
Oh, Mike would be good with that.
Yeah, they have to trick everybody to believe they're a faithful. Yeah, you know who? I feel like Mike would be good, but I think Jenny could be good as a traitor too, because I feel like she would work her magic, you know?
Oh, Jenny would kill it.
Yeah, yes. Like no one would think she's a traitor.
Me and you would be terrible. Be like, oh, it's us.
Although I have to say, if I put in my acting chops, like with the murder mystery prank, I could possibly be a traitor. I think I could do
it. Oh, yeah, you're good acting. That is true. That's very true.
I feel like I would, no one would think I'm a traitor. And I would like, I could do it. I think I could be a traitor. Chris, do you think I could be a traitor? No, Chris said no. Chris doesn't
good
think
try,
I have it.
But no.
I know. Well,
you could probably last a couple days and then you would just crack.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could be a good, I feel like I would be the traitor that nobody would think is the traitor.
Yeah.
Like everybody would automatically be like, oh, Mike's the traitor, you know?
100%. Yep.
Who knows? Even Paulie could be a good traitor because people wouldn't think it's him.
I could see that too.
Yeah. Vinny, I don't know. Vinny, I feel like people would think he's a traitor just because he could be a jerk, you know? And then he'd go home. He would go home because people think he's a traitor and he would wind up being a faithful. That's what would happen to Vinny.
That's funny.
But yeah, I don't know. Who else? Angelina would go home because they would think she's a traitor.
Oh, they would think she's a traitor right away.
Right away. So I could see
her going
home.
And then Ron probably would forget what's happening.
Ron, yeah, I feel like Ron would scapegoat all the way to the end just because he's just there, you know? He'd be like a dude to do. Ron would be like a dude to do and make it to the end just because he's Ron. But yeah,
poor Ron.
I feel like you would be a faithful, but you could also be a traitor. I don't know. You have to start watching the show. It's good. I like it.
I know. Everyone's saying it's so good this season. I gotta lock in.
Yeah, but then it gets hard because then the traitors start going on each other and they have to, like, I don't know, it's crazy. I really like it. I'm a fan. Big fan.
Maybe I'll start it this weekend when I'm resting.
Yes.
Where
and
do you watch
tell
it?
Me, Paramount. No. Peacock.
Peacock's good. Okay.
Yeah, and this season's very good. So if you watch it, make sure you watch the season that's on now because it's extremely good. And also you have to watch Tell Me Lies. That one you would like also.
Tell Me Lies. Oh yeah, everyone's saying that too. All right, perfect.
It's so good. Yes. Those are the two
I'm
shows
excited
you have
to
watch.
Lounge. Yay.
But okay. All right. So I feel like this was a great podcast and I have to go pick up Cammy soon. So wait, if you want, we could try and do a podcast while I'm in Aruba.
Oh yeah, you gotta let me know. Text us, let us know.
Yeah, so maybe I could, like, just go, you know, away for an hour and hop on while I'm in Aruba drinking a pina colada.
Jelly.
Stop making faces at me. Chris is making faces at me.
Oh, he's going to be drinking, too.
He's being lame. We're hiding in the basement because we're having our house cleaned.
I'll peer pressure him. Remember that one time? He's like, I'm not drinking.
Yeah, and then he wound up in the bathtub. He said he was poisoned.
Yeah, because he took 45 shots.
I know. We're like, we were drugged.
I'm dead.
We were drugged.
Yeah, he's funny.
We were definitely drugged after we all took like 80 shots of fireball.
No, we took 80 fireball shots and then we said someone tried to kill us.
We're like, they drugged us. Oh my gosh. So stupid. I can't. Well, Meatball.
All right, Meatball, you'll have a great weekend. And
good luck on your surgery. We're all sending you love and positive vibes.
Yes, and if I die, I love you.
No, stop that. Look, you're putting negative energy out there. Stop. You're going to do great.
I'm going to come back as a crow. I decided. And
you're
going to
land on
my
omelet. And you're going to land on my omelet.
Exactly. Yeah, so if I'm a crow, then you know I died.
Okay, and you'll land on my omelet in Aruba. Amazing.
Yeah.
No, you're going to do great.
I love you, Meatballs.
We love you, Meatballs.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday. I can't.
Nicole.
What is it?
You have to do We Did It Day.
That's it. We did it, Dave.
Let's get sauced.